Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening that she just really has a spiritual understanding of things and that this helps her see more clearly in the spirit. I ask all these prayers you've always in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, and that he's someone that's going to be guiding you through all of these trials that are going to be coming your way with the judgment that's approaching. And understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted, and you can understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. I want to address a comment, just finishing up the Communist Manifesto, having gone through all of these sort of important highlights as it pertains to the spiritual nature of communism. Something that because I made a comment in the previous podcast talking about how that these movements are demonic, I want to explain something. I want to explain a little bit more clearly, because a lot of times people will look at things like the 60s and the revolutions that took place, or the major but the major revolutions that take place in different countries and things like that. A lot of times when people see things like this in history books, you know, civil rights movements, just things where people are gathering in large numbers and marching in the streets and making a change. these things, you know, you grow up, depending, I guess, on how you grew up, but you get, you know, sort of indoctrinated thinking these are really big movements. And if you have an opportunity to be a part of something like this, and you need to be a part of it because it's really great. But in actuality, what's really going on is you've got demons running the streets, okay? Very strong demons, okay? Where there's judgments upon certain, you know, countries or portions of countries or areas or whatever. And these spirits are commanded. You see this in at the end of the book of 2 Kings, where King Ahab is led into deception, into his own destruction, okay? Where spirits are, you know, commanded by the Father, okay, go out there and deceive the people in masses, okay? And they're marching in the streets, and it's demonic, okay, these types of things. And I just want to explain that really clearly. You need to see these things in the spirit. There are very strong, sometimes territorial spirits out there directing these movements, okay? And why? You know a tree by its fruit. It's rebellious. It's contentious. Even if it calls itself peaceful, it's still the spirit behind it is rebellious. They're still fighting and using manpower. I talked about this in the Martin Luther King teaching in a different podcast. But that goes into a little bit more detail doctrinally, why these things, even when they call themselves peaceful, are not, okay? But you just have to have discernment. Christians don't belong out there. Unless they're out there and they're spreading the gospel, you're not supposed to be caught up in the, you know, affairs of this world. You're supposed to be eternally minded. Your goal is to spread the gospel, okay? It's about that. And if it's not for him and by him, then and through him, meaning, you know, the Holy Spirit, then you have no part in it, okay? But you want to be discerning, because these things that are going on, they're just being portrayed as these big, you know, special things, you know, that you want to be part of history, and it's not, okay? It's something totally different when you look at it in the spirit, and they can turn out to be extremely dangerous, and have been extremely dangerous from the reports that I've read. There's been things like rapes and murders, and just, it can get really bad. So you need to stay away from all these things and just be focused on eternity. I'm going to go ahead and leave it there. Father, I just ask, sorry about that. Father, I just ask for your sister that's starting her day, that she just has a humble heart to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, read it again. And then pray to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things. Ask all these prayers you follow your son in Jesus' name. Amen.